We find in the Old Testament prophet Isaiah these words, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live." We celebrate this today. We come and without price are blessed with abundance. We're blessed with that which quenches our thirst and satisfies our hunger. We didn't have to spend a dime for it, but the price that was paid in full by Jesus Christ. This is what we celebrate. So let all the thirsty come, let all the hungry come, find that living water and that living bread. We trust your soul will be filled and your thirst quenched as we worship the Lord together today.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be led, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord.
Fears are washed away, washed away.
In your presence, all our fears are washed away. As we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us, we welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us, we welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Seated. Come save us, Lord.
This morning I'd like to have us continue in the vein of worship because we have a lot of other activities in this interlude of the Shakeout Sunday and so forth. So if you would be responsive to the following directions, we're just going to have a time of prayer. And if you have someone that you wish to pray for or pray for them yourself, either lift up that prayer or just call out their name. I think that'll kind of keep us more in the focus of a time of worship this morning instead of jumping from announcements to prayer and all that. So now we're just going to continue worshiping the Lord. And you can give a word of praise. You can thank God for a blessing. You can call out somebody's name for prayer. You can lift up that prayer. But we're going to corporately go before the Lord's throne of grace this morning at this time. Father, we come into your presence with hearts of gratitude.
place with your praise, with your glory, and with revelation knowledge of your word, in Jesus' name. Mm.
Father, I want to stand before the assembly this morning and extend the praise from friends who have benefited from your grace. Their praise, even though they cannot be here. I thank you and praise you in this assembly for Karen Baker's successful pacemaker operation, doing better than she had ever expected. And her praise to you comes from her heart. And I share that today, Lord, in this assembly. And for my dear brother, Rick Coleman, who was blessed through surgery and whose heart was overflowing when he said the doctors came in and said, there's not a sign of cancer anywhere. And thank you, Lord, that in spite of a mishap where an artery was nicked and blood was lost, that there was a team standing by to rescue him. In fact, in his own words, that cardiologist came in and said, I wanted to see you because I just wanted you to know we saved your life yesterday. So, Father, his praise for your hand upon him, I declare before this assembly, because he's giving you the praise and the honor and the glory for seeing him through this difficult time. Father, we all lift up our hearts and our voices before you because you are there for us and you have promised to see us through our difficult times. And we want our lives and our worship and our assemblies to magnify you. Even as David challenged the people of Israel, come and magnify the Lord with me. Today, Lord, we magnify your name. We say, great and mighty and marvelous is our God. There is no God like Jehovah. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you that you allow us to offer our prayers. For you know our frame, that we are but dust, but because of your love and grace, you enable us to live life in a victorious manner, and you're there when we stumble, and you pick us up. Father, we could not ask for more, so today we praise the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, in the name of the one who came and saved us and paid the ransom, Jesus Christ, amen. Well, in a moment, we're going to celebrate Shakeout Sunday. I've explained that, I think, most everybody has. I see money here and there, so in a little while, we'll get out the old galvanized tub, and we'll start shaking the coins and the money into it. And those of you who are not kids are invited to come and drop checks and drop dollar bills and any other money that you want to give to the Galilean home. It's going to all go, this is our semi-annual giving and the way we do it to the Galilean home, and you're invited to take part in that. So we'll be doing that in a minute. I'm going to ask for some music in a moment for that. Mike, he doesn't hear me, so somebody get his attention. Robbie, can you and Mike do a little When the Saints Go Marching In? I think that's a good marching song for. So we'll be ready when you all are on cue for When the Saints Go Marching In. Before we do that, we'll also celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries, if we have those. Oh, my.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
All right, next, Roger Van Arsdale, the 26th. Happy birthday, Roger. Friday, Teresa Blacketer and Paula Piazza. Happy birthday. Saturday, Ann Bird, Billy Hollings, Tim Shannon. Happy birthday. Is that it? Happy birthday, Billy. All right, we got all those birthdays. Any anniversaries? Okay, that's it on birthdays. Okay, Brother George, George's got the tub, and I'll move this over out of the way just a little bit. And we just invite you to make this like a march to Zion, or if the saints go marching in. George will be here to help if anybody can't get their bank open. Kids, adults, come on and let's pour it in. Helping make the march and the giving a real success. And there's that last dollar. Way to go, Ben. Don't fall down. Yes. we will, however, probably as soon as we go to the bank and it goes through the coin counting machine, we will have a final total, which we will let you know. And I think one of our offerings actually got up one time around $700. I was really blessed, and it blesses the Galilean Home of Ministry that I think we could all support and believe in. We got more kids stuff happening this afternoon. The winter picnic, and Ruth is kind of excited about that. And is there anything we need to say more about it, Ruth? Get her a microphone there, Kent. And well, just keep it right on target, all right?
Actually, I'm not. I'm into having fun. We're going to have fun from 4 to 7. We're going to have food. We're going to have games. We're going to have videos. And we're going to just be deliriously happy for those 3 hours. And you can bring your little darlings, and you all can be deliriously happy someplace else if you want to. Or all you can stay and have a hot dog. It's up to you.
All right. Sounds like fun. I heard that some folks are planning to take this as babysitting service to go out to dinner and enjoy themselves. So have at it. We've got it covered. Ruth says she can do that. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And we're excited about it. We invited Pioneer Baptist to join with us tonight, and they accepted our invitation. Of course, that's the church we've been working with in Bible school for years. So it's just a real blessing. Is there an announcement that I may have forgotten that we need to make known at this time? Somebody get my attention if I have forgotten. Think that takes... Yes, there is one very important thing. For those of you who are helping in the resource ministry, next Saturday, and it may be in the bulletin, I know it's on the March calendar, is the workshop, the seminar from 11 until 1 at St. Andrew. We could use your help there. Some of the folks who come may have children that need some attention. helping with food, which is provided. You don't have to provide any food, but just in help, several folks could be used. So if you are able and are part of that ministry next Saturday at St. Andrew in the Fellowship Hall from 11 until 1. All right. Yes.
March, we will be hosting Campbellsville.
Yes.
And we'll be having our first potluck of the year, so be watching shortly. There will be a sign-up sheet up.
Thank you, Wanda. Yes, on March 31st, 5th Sunday, the Campbellsville Youth Outreach Team will be coming, and they're going to be doing worship, going to do a children's sermon, children's church activity, do some preaching and testimonies. So we've been reaching out to Campbellsville, and that's going to be a great time, and then we'll have a potluck next door. Wanda will bring all that information as it gets closer. So if that's everything, does that mean we are ready to dismiss the children to Children's Church at this time and ask the worship team to come back and lead us in worship? It's good to see you all this morning, and may the Lord bless you.
Stand with me, please.
Crown him with many crowns, a lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowned all music by its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king. In the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, which wounds death is ever loved in his ear.
Message. I've been reading my New King James. Y'all go sit down. I've been reading the Message in the New King James, and it's just, I wouldn't teach out of the Message, but I just encourage you. It's just so neat reading some of the stuff. And I was thinking about worship in our next song, which I'm going to let y'all worship sitting down after I share this passage of Scripture. And I was thinking about King David, you know, who fell into horrible sin, and man didn't call him God, man after God's heart, God's own heart, and God called him that. And he fell hard, and he fell really hard. And Psalm 51 was a psalm of repentance. And it teaches so much to us about what God wants as worship, and the Message puts it in a different light. So I want to read this to you, and then we're going to go into the song. Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt, soak out my sins in your laundry. I don't know how bad I've been. I know how bad I've been, and my sins are staring me down. You're the one I violated, and you've seen it all, seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. I've been out of step with you for a long time, in the wrong sense before I was born. What you're after is truth from the inside out. Enter me, then conceive a new true life. Soak me in your laundry and I'll come out clean. Scrub me and I'll have a snow white life. Tune me into foot tapping songs. Set these once broken bones to dancing. Don't look too close for blemishes. Give me a clean bill of health. God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. Don't throw me out with all the trash or fail to breathe holiness in me. Bring me back from gray exile. Put a fresh wind in my sails. Give me a job teaching rebels your ways so the lost can find their way home. Commute my death sentence, God, my salvation, God, and I'll sing anthems to your life-giving ways. Unbutton my lips, dear God, and I'll let loose with praise. And here we go. Going through the motions doesn't please you. A flawless performance is nothing to you. I learned God worship when my pride was shattered. And this is a verse I love. Heart-shattered lives, ready for love. Don't for a moment escape God's notice. Brandy, keep that there for a minute. Go back. We'll read that again. God worship when my pride was shattered. Heart-shattered lives, ready for love. Don't for a moment escape God's notice. Go ahead. Make Zion the place you delight in. Repair Jerusalem's broken down walls. Then you'll get real worship from us, acts of worship, small and large, including all the bowls they can heave onto your altar. And wanted to just sing, I'm coming back to the heart of worship this morning to close our worship service. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Am I in the right key? Okay. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the pain I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. Slow it down. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're searching into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the pain I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus.
have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the pain I made it. When it's all about you, all about you, Jesus.
Father, as we open your word and consider the great truths of your church, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to receive what you have to say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen.